All right, and welcome to the very first episode of The Show on Fire. I'm Sam Cushion, along with Alex Boyd.
Hello, everybody.
And so since we're kind of new to this, of course, we've had several technical difficulties over the past couple of, it's been like an hour and a half that I've been trying to get this set up for us, and to no end, it seems like. But anyway, we're finally.
And no one would have known any different had you not just brought it all up.
Yeah, well, I had to get it off my chest.
All right. And, well, okay. No one can ever blame you for not being honest.
Exactly. Anyway, so, all right. So, Show on Fire, very first episode, Sam and Alex. Alex, what is the Show on Fire?
That's a good question.
I'll put you on the spot. Let you explain it.
Well, pretty much we're going to be talking about the music of science fiction fandom. And specifically a lot of Hunger Games related stuff, but also a lot of other fandom music as well. So it's going to be all sorts of stuff.
Tonight we have some pretty awesome guests on. Very first episode. How lucky is that?
It's pretty sweet.
We have got the girls from District 13. Hello, girls.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
And they are doing a 12 days of the Hunger Games. Yes, you guys want to kind of explain what that is that you're doing?
It was Melissa's idea. She may explain it.
Okay, cool. So we decided we wanted to do something special after Thanksgiving, and we knew we wanted to do a holiday-themed set of songs. So starting the day after Thanksgiving, for the next 12 days, which we're currently right in the middle of, we are releasing one Hunger Games-themed holiday parody song each day on YouTube, on our Bandcamp, all that stuff. So far we've done, of course, the 12 Days of Christmas was the first one, the 12 Days of the Hunger Games. We just released Frosty the Snowman parody, all that sort of stuff.
Awesome. And Alex,
extremely.
Alex, have you gotten to hear any of it yet?
I have not. I just now brought it up on the Bandcamp, so it will stay here until I can listen to it later.
All right, and
but please tell me you're going to play something now.
Oh, though. No, we are. We're going to play. We're going to play Deck the Screens. Of course, that's a take on Deck the Halls. And go ahead and tell us what y'all's where people can get this music and your other music as well.
Well, we have a couple. Go ahead, Jess. Your turn.
We have a YouTube setup where you can watch videos featuring our album artwork. We are actually planning to make some legit music videos of some of our songs in the future, hopefully over Christmas break.
And yeah, when I'm not at school and you're not at home.
Yes. And for downloading our songs, you can go to district13.bandcamp.com and you can see our first album, well, semi-album, and the album in progress, The 12 Days of the Hunger Games. And you can download all the songs or the entire album for free.
Yep, and we also have a Facebook if you want to be fans of us there, as well as a Twitter.
And I'll put links to all that on panamradio.com for people to go to, and so they can have it all in one page to find.
Perfect, thank you.
Cool, that makes things so much easier for me.
All right, well, I don't see why we wouldn't go ahead and listen to Deck the Screens. Are you guys ready for that?
I'm fully ready.
I'm excited. This is going to be cool.
So excited.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
I love how that song ends. It's just so awesome.
Thank you. I like the music part of it too.
This is weird because what people don't know is that the reason this might sound a little awkward is because this is our second take. again, I just have to be honest. See, because we're the only ones who know that. But anyway, moving on. People don't know the mistake that I made, and I'm going to keep it to myself now. But no. The song is Mike. Really good, and like we were saying, it's free. It's awesome. There's no reason not to go to go get it. And what were you saying about if they download on the 13th?
On the 13th day, we released it as a full album on Bandcamp. So starting on the 13th day, if you download the entire album, there's going to be a little bonus surprise download in there as well. So, but only if you download the entire album in one shot. Have to do it that way.
That's cool.
Yep.
I will be doing that personally.
Aw, thank you.
I got to admit, I am so glad you guys are doing this because I do not like Christmas music, and this will be a nice thing for me to listen to instead of all the Christmas music that my family will inevitably pelt me with throughout the season.
Well, see, you seem to burn this on like 50 CDs and take it to every family get together you go to and just like give it to
everybody. Yeah, exactly. Bag, turn that off, put this in. It'll make me happy and kind of sound like stuff, you know.
The problem is I've learned all of these lyrics, so now when the songs come on the radio at home, I'm singing the wrong lyrics.
I was doing that for Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire in the car the other day.
That's cool. That's what makes a real good parody, though.
All right, well, I hate to move on so fast because that was so cool. And if I had another song loaded up, I would totally play it right now. I don't want you guys to leave or anything, so... You guys, are you cool sticking around and kind of co-hosting the rest of the show?
Not a problem.
Sweet. All right. So for anyone who doesn't know, I don't know why you wouldn't, but there's a song in Mockingjay called The Hanging Tree. And it's been very popular among the fandom of people making their own versions, myself included, and a new one just surfaced, and it has kind of a, Alex, how would you explain it?
It just sounds perfect to me.
Well, I mean, that's about as close as I can think, because it's very kind of, I don't want to say like Celtic sounding, but it's very, you know, District 12 sounding, that area of what you would think it would sound like.
It sounds to me like what it would have originally sounded. Like I just think it sounds perfect.
Yeah, and it's very simple. It's not like, you know, like mine is very orchestrated and it's big and there's lots of instruments. Whereas this one, it's very simple, and I kind of like that a lot. How so simple, and the melody just fits with that so perfectly. So I'm gonna stop talking and we'll go ahead and play that. And then afterwards, we'll discuss where people can go and they can listen to it.
Cool.
Stranger would it seem if we met up at midnight in the hanging tree? it happen here? A stranger would it seem if we met up at midnight in the hanging tree?
Okay, so I listen to music like that, specifically, you know, piano, stringed, and very melodic kind of, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but I listen to music like that and I think, you know, music that's closely resembling stuff I write, that's not, except my lyrics. Anyway, and the first thing that goes to my head is, I don't want to write music anymore. just kind of that, like, I am not worthy, you know?
That's okay, though.
But it's so cool. And, you know,
I when I see people do stuff, you know, that they're just so talented at what they do, and then I think of myself and what I do, I know that I'm not worthy to be associated or around other people that are so talented. It just makes me want to get better. Exactly. You know?
And, you know, it's so cool that, you know, something like a book and, you know, these works of fiction can bring together so many creative people and do so much amazing things, not just music, but like, you know, these short films that are being made and artwork and just everything from poems to music to just, it's amazing to me.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think of that, Mel and Jess?
I thought that it was amazing. I mean, I had never heard the song before this. I had heard of it through Twitter and everything the past few days. But hearing something like that makes me actually want to go and write more and do more. And it's not so much of a feeling as that I shouldn't or I want to give up just because it's that awesome. It's like I want to be able to reach that level.
Yeah. Jessica's more on the writing end. I'm more on the performing end of things. So for me, I'm like, I want her to write stuff like that for me to sing.
No pressure at all.
No pressure.
Well, but I had never like heard it either, like, and that
Is
perfect. It's okay.
But no, it's like, it's inspiring, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Coming from a point of view of someone who also writes music, as we all do, I'm pretty sure we can all agree that when you hear something like that, it's just like, it hits you, and you're like, man.
Yeah.
This is a fan made that. It wasn't, you know, someone who's hired from the studio or paid tons of money. It's just someone who's like, I'm writing a song.
Yeah.
There's more passion behind it, I think, when it comes from someone who does it just for the sake of doing it. Like what all of us, like in the Rocking Jay or in the fan music world do. We do this because we want to. And I think that's what makes it so great, is that it comes from passion and not for, this is my job, I'm doing this for money.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
But I think you can kind of you can put that with any kind of creative medium. You know, once you start doing it for money, it's kind of cliche to say that, but it's true. Once you start doing it for other reasons than just simply wanting to create, it kind of loses its passion. And so I agree. I think it's really cool that when you get people with just this raw passion for these stories and this passion for music, and that it combines, amazing stuff happens. Okay, but I said I was going to tell everyone where they could get that. Anyway, it's by a girl named Adriana, and if I mispronounce your name, I'm very sorry. But her YouTube username, I actually love. It's probably one of my favorite YouTube usernames I've ever seen. It's Adriasaurus.
That is awesome.
Adriasaurus. So it's just Adriasaurus. So if you guys want to look her up, definitely do that. There's links at Panem Radio. All right, so I think we were going to take a break, and what we're going to do is we're going to play one of Alex's songs.
Oh, my.
All right, we're going to play one from your, of course, your Rocking Jay album.
And yeah,
we're gonna play,
which
you
one,
can
though?
Kill me, but you can't use me.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. All right, so we'll
I
be
love
back
playing this song.
All right, so we'll be back in exactly 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
Wow, what a long song.
me. Oh, Katniss, it just sickens me so much that the Capitol has this kind of power over us. With all our poor and starving friends in District 12, I hope someday I'll see them all burning in hell. You can steal me away from my home. You can beat me. Let old Panem know that you're in control. You can kill me. Use me. No, you can use me. Oh, you can kill me. Put my voice in the ground, but you can't put out the flames spreading all.
You know, I could just imagine what that song would be like if it was a full band and, you know, electric guitar and drums and all this
stuff. Totally jamming out to it, yeah.
That will happen eventually and sooner rather than later. I'm actually putting together a band to play my stuff electric-like, so that song will be...
You're going to record it too?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be re-recording some of my old tunes. Full band style.
You know what I kept thinking during the palm muting part of that song?
Yeah.
I just kept thinking, I got a wand.
Yes. That's so awesome.
For those of you who don't know, Alex has a Wizard Rock album out, and there's a song there called I've Got a Wand. And it's like one of my favorite songs of yours.
Isn't that the name of the album too? I'm on the page right now, staring at the album art, which is adorable.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, I love the cover art for that. So
who does all your cover art? Because it's all really good.
My wife typically either does it or finds somebody who can do it. That person that did the album for I Got a Wand, the artwork for that was somebody she found on DeviantArt. Who agreed to do it, and I was like, yes, that's amazing. So, but my wife put together the artwork for the Rocking Jay album, which I think is just beautiful piece of art there.
And tell my wife's the real name talented. Of that album, because I love the name of it.
Yeah. What was that?
Go ahead and... sorry.
You want me to explain the name of the album?
Yeah, because I love it. Because when you first say it, everyone's like, that's a Hunger Games? You know? What's that?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
and then you explain it. It's so cool.
Yeah, well, when Katniss and Rue were first getting to know each other, Rue was telling her about how important music was to her in her life. And Katniss replied, well, in District 12, music is as important as hair ribbons and rainbows. And as soon as I read that, because I knew while I was reading it, I wanted to do an album about it. And as soon as I heard that, I thought, holy cow, that's the name of their album.
Mm-hmm.
And it just blew me away. And I was like, that's got to be it.
So cool.
and one of the reasons. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I have to say, I love Rue's song. That's also stuck in my head all the time.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's...
I remember. This album was definitely the hardest album that have in collection of songs I ever wrote, because when I was writing it, I've only read the books once, and the songs I were writing was a constant reaction to what I was reading at the time. Mm-hmm. And so everything is very emotional for me. When I hear it, I relive all the emotions I went through while reading the book. And it's, I don't want to do an album like that again, because it's so sad and mm-hmm. emotional for me. So now my albums are I got a wand and very silly. So
I think it's all great. I love it.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it. I think it's the best writing I've ever done in my life. So.
Awesome. And, you know, we can cut this out if you want to, but I wanted to talk a little bit. I know it's very non-related, but do you want to talk about the children's album you're writing?
Oh, well, sure. There's really not a whole lot to say other than the fact that I'm working on a children's album that I hope to have out by the end of the year. I got this call from a library asking me to do a children's show, and I said, well, all my music would be appropriate but not really perfect for the kids. So I decided to, they told me that there would be about 100 people in the audience, all between the ages of 2 and 5. So I thought, I gotta write songs for them. So I ended up writing about a half hour's worth of music for them. And then I just got the big idea to just do a whole album of children's songs. So I've got lots of cool songs that I'll be coming out with if you're into, preschool music,
which I know y'all are. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, but I thought that was...
No, it's all good, man. I'll talk about myself all freaking day.
Do we have a title for the album?
Yes, Awesome Songs for Awesome Kids.
Awesome
title.
Yeah,
I love it.
Hey, say what you want about my songwriting, but I can name an album. So.
I think your songwriting is great too.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Sam. I appreciate that. We're gonna get along just fine on this show.
That's probably a good thing.
Yes. Having to find a new co-host after the first episode,
Yeah, it'd be really weird. It's like, hey, Alex, do this show with me. Cool, but by the way, I hate your songwriting. Oh. You like me. That's good.
Oh, yes, very much. All right, well, I think that's a good transition into our, I guess we'd call it a segment, but it's more of just like what's coming up in Rocking Jay overall, in new albums, events, concerts, whatever. So I know, Mel and Jess, you guys are working on something pretty cool. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, this one was Jessica's idea, so I'll let her take the main floor with this.
Okay.
Well, we've been sitting on this for a while because we've been working on this quite a bit, but I'm very pleased to announce that Melissa and I have been working on a Hunger Games musical. That is the current title for it. I'm not good with catchy titles.
Yeah, Alex, you need to help us with the title here.
Yeah.
About the Hunger Games musical. Is that taken?
That's the current working title.
Awesome.
Oh, sweet. So we're on the same wavelength.
We're all on the same page. Yep. It's a full-length two-act musical, and it follows the books. Pretty closely. It's only the Hunger Games. It's not Catching Fire or Mockingjay. And it starts with Katniss waking up for Reaping Day, and it ends at the, let me see if I can remember what it's called.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The spoiler alert.
You can tell me how the musical ends already.
Okay, well, if it follows the book.
Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, it actually incorporates a little bit of our past material into it, which is really cool. And it's a very, it's a serious musical, too. We didn't really want to mock the books, especially since it's such, like, it tends to get serious material-wise, too. I mean, like, kids killing other kids, you can't really make into a comedy.
Yeah, I think that'd be a hard one.
Somewhere has.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I'm going to do my darndest in 2012 to have a funny Hunger Games album out, so.
But yes, it's very exciting. We are currently looking to put together an international cast album, which means that the auditions and all the rehearsals and performances and recordings will be done online through YouTube, through Skype, through other online services that I'm sure I'll find out about when I look into that part.
Because you don't do technical stuff.
Yeah, I don't do tech stuff. But...
And we're not going to let Sam's computer be the hub for all this either.
The international...
No, and actually, in relation to this, Jessica got some very exciting news today. Today's just a big sort of music day for us.
Oh, yes.
You're going to forget to mention it if I don't tell you to, so...
I would have. There is going to be a Hunger Games edition of the magic movie. Oh no. No, now I have to
hold on.
I'm sorry.
Movie Magic Magazine.
I'm sorry. I always switch up the words. I'm really bad at that. Of Movie Magic Magazine, which has done excellent Harry Potter pieces in the past with a bunch of full-length pictures and everything. I'm sure that once it comes out, there'll be some great new stills, but I am going to be interviewed for it for the article on the Hunger Games fandom, and I'm very excited to be talking about the musical for that. So
yes,
that's
we
the exciting.
We found out about this just in time to tell you guys. So.
Yeah,
that is so awesome. And yeah, my computer is acting crazy right now.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, but we're still recording, so.
Good.
Okay, cool.
We're just frying it out a little bit. Yeah. But yes, for the musical, we're putting together an international cast. So there's actually a website you can go to find out more. That is, aptly enough, HungerGamesMusical.com.
I think that's a very fitting name.
Thank you. I just heard someone typing. I wonder who that is.
I typed it, that's for sure.
So did I.
Yeah, I got to figure out how I want to audition for this. So,
hey, well, all the audition information is up there.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yeah, how we've actually been sitting on the website too. Jessica made the website like I don't even know how long ago, but we've sort of been hoping that no one searches Hunger Games musical and accidentally comes across it before we announced it.
But now they can, and I'm seriously bouncing with excitement right now.
Yes.
Well, you've got one visit to your site by me.
Yay.
Yay.
The songs are fun. We're still working on the instrumentation for that. So if anyone out there is interested in working on some of the musical end with us, just give me a tweet, an email, a shout out.
I raise my hand?
You may indeed raise your
hand.
Sweet.
My hand is up.
Awesome. We'll talk to you about that later then.
Cool. Radio, well, have to describe my hand being up.
Can I raise my
stupid
hand?
Lack of video. Someone really needs to invent something where you can see the people and hear them at the same time.
Mel, that's called a video.
Jessica, it's called sarcasm.
Oh.
Hey, none of that here. This is a serious show.
This is a serious show. No sarcasm allowed.
No shenanigans.
Our computers work and everything here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Flawlessly. We're so professional and on time and everything.
And it's totally not 2 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Oh my God.
Nope.
We were worried it was going to be, though.
There was a time where I seriously thought it would be, too.
It's totally 8 p.m. Wednesday Central Standard Time right now.
Welcome.
Yep. Yeah, this is completely live. We're not that brave yet.
No.
All right, so...
No, and it's worse for Jess and I because we're in a different time zone from y'all.
Yeah, you guys are the hour ahead, so...
Yep.
Yeah. Yay, East Coast.
So have you guys heard of anything else going on right now? I was so last minute crunching technical aspects of this, I didn't get to research any new stuff going on right now.
Let me open my Twitter and see what's going on.
I know something that I've got going on next weekend is anybody here know who Steph Anderson is?
Yes.
I've heard the name, but
vaguely.
Well, she has an album out, I believe called Like a Metronome or something like that, but it has a Hunger Games song on it. Mm-hmm. And I am flying to Philadelphia this weekend to play drums for her at a show.
Oh.
And,
ooh, that's fun.
And I get to play that song, and I'm happy. So everybody cool. that saw my tweet earlier that said I'm a girl on fire can understand why I tweeted that, because that's the name of the song.
That song plays on Pan Am Radio, actually.
Yes.
Believe it or not.
Pan Am Radio is my homepage when I open Firefox, because it won't open on my Internet Explorer properly. So it's my homepage.
Boo, Internet Explorer. Boo.
Yeah, boo. Hiss.
It doesn't work on Safari either, I'm gonna add.
Oh, that's what I'm using. Not Internet Explorer, Safari. Whoops.
Yeah.
I'm new to this whole Mac thing.
I use Chrome.
Well, boo Internet Explorer anyways. We weren't expecting to get sponsored by Microsoft, were we, Sam?
I don't think so.
Okay, boo!
Okay.
All
right. Okay, another news thing that's coming up.
Back on topic.
This is, I don't know about you guys, but I've got ADD, if you can't tell.
Word.
And so, so this is what happens when you get more than one person with ADD and give them a radio show.
Oh, dude.
Anyway, okay, back to the subject again. December 12th, I'm releasing a new CD. It's the third of my Music of Panem. I guess it's a collection, you could call it. But anyway, it's the third, and it's pretty much a Mockingjay unofficial score. It's going to have 13 songs and all brand new music, and it's going to be cool. And it comes out December 12th, and that's my shameless plug.
And didn't you just revamp your website?
I did. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
See, none of us remember our own news. We have to remind everyone else of it.
I know, right? But yeah, since I'm starting to kind of personally write music about more than one book now, I set up HungerGamesMusic.com, and that's where all my Hunger Games music resides.
So sweet. Take the name before anyone else gets it.
Do what?
Take the name before someone else gets it.
I know.
The domain name.
You can go
HungerGamesMusic.com?
Yeah.
So there's HungerGamesMusic.com and HungerGamesMusical.com.
Yes.
We will own this fandom.
Yes. We will own all relevant names in this fandom.
I think I need to go get HungerGameMusics.com.
HungerGameMusic.org, HungerGameMusic.net. Okay, anyway. So I think that's all that's coming up new right now. Hopefully next week we'll be able to research some more.
Yeah, we'll get better at this. It's all good.
Yeah, we will. It's just our first time.
Yeah.
But I think it's going good. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you guys for having us on for your very first one.
Yes, thank you absolutely. Very much. Absolutely.
You guys fit in so well, we should have you on all the time.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Okay, and we actually went for 35 minutes.
Nice.
I think that's pretty good.
I know, I was afraid we were going to get 15 minutes into it, and I was going to have sped through the outline and just said everything I had to say and be like, okay.
Now we got off on some pretty good tangents there. That makes for a nice long show.
Yes.
And next week, our brains won't be so fried by trying to figure out the technical stuff.
Yeah.
we'll have more content.
I had chocolate before the show. I'm good.
Well, I spent our technical difficulties actually making myself dinner college style, which was Ritz crackers, peanut butter, and Nutella.
That sounds good.
And that's what I was doing during our tech time.
Well, next week we have another really cool guest coming on. I know all you guys have been on the Fireside Chat, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, we have been.
Awesome. So Van is going to come on, and she's going to talk about her experience with the fandom and with all the creative minds in the fandom and her experience with that from working with the Fireside Chat. So that's going to be really cool.
Everyone, I love Savannah. I was emailing her during the music break.
So you weren't paying attention to my song?
I was loving over your song.
I was paying attention to your song.
How dare you email while I am trying to listen to my recording of me.
You're interfering with him taking over the world.
Exactly.
Gosh,
it's like Pink in the Rain.
You will all pay for your something, I don't know. Lost my train of thought. Started clicking buttons.
That's all we need to know.
I think this is a good
mid-joke. A good clicking buttons and I went, wait, where am I going with this? Never mind.
I think this is a good time to end the show because who knows what we're going to talk about next.
Yeah. Yes. Sounds good.
All right. So anyone who's listening now on Panem Radio or later on iTunes, thank you. And make sure and check back every Wednesday at 9 p.m. on panemradio.com.
Yes.
No, wait. Let me rephrase that. It is 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. No.
Yes.
ADD. I swear.
No, that's right.
It's 8 p.m. No, it's 8 p.m. Eastern.
Oh.
Yeah. It's 8 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday on panemradio.com. And you can also soon, not right now, but soon, you'll be able to download it on iTunes, just searching The Show on Fire.
Hey, I hate to say this, but your big banner says Wednesday's 9 p.m. Eastern, and then right under it, it says 8 p.m. on episode 1, November 30th.
I'll fix that.
Sending mixed messages.
Yeah, I think you just got one person on Sam. Website.
I'm like, 9 p.m. sounds good. 8 p.m. sounds better.
Sometime after the sun goes down, the show will be up.
It's on iTunes, too.
Just listen to the station for an hour. You'll find it.
Yeah.
Whatever time you tuned in tonight is the time you should tune in next week. How about that?
Yeah.
That unless good. It changes.
we'll just play it at 8 and at 9.
Yeah.
That'll work.
There you go.
That's a good idea, actually.
All right, so thank you for listening. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and then it'll be on iTunes as well if you can't listen live on Panem Radio. And make sure you tune in next week when Savannah from Fireside Chat comes on. That's going to be a lot of fun. And thank you so much, Mel and Jess, for coming on and talking about your music and being so patient with us and just having tons of fun.
Thank you for having us. We had fun.
Yeah, thanks again.
It was awesome. I think that's all I have to say. Do you have anything, Alex?
No, I think this is a good start. So do we have an email or anything that people could message us?
We do. They can email. There's a contact form on Pan Am Radio, or if they want to email us about the show specifically, they can email TSOF, The Show on Fire, TSOF at panamradio.com.
Cool. And please, people, do email us. Let us know what you think, what we can do better. Feedback appreciated.
Very much. All right, well, and the outro music we have today is actually a new song that nobody has ever heard off my Music of Panem Part 3. And I hate to end the show on such a depressing note because this song is about when...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. When when Prim dies.
Oh no, I haven't.
I know, I'm sorry.
I haven't finished the last book. Why did you spoil me?
Sorry.
Totally kidding.
Oh. I was like, oh come on, you finish it.
Yeah, I know.
All right, but it's called She's Dead, You Stupid Cat, She's Dead. And it's a very depressing title. One of these days I'm going to write a happy album, I promise.
Yeah, right, we all need to focus on happy songs.
Do what?
We all need to focus on songs, she said.
Yeah,
I agree. All right, so thank you, everybody, and we will see you next week.